Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. The campfire's burning brightly this morning. Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, is across the fire from me here. We're going to have some fun today. Larry, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Luke. I'll tell you what, you like to bow hunt, don't you?
Oh, I love to bow hunt. I'm not just a bow hunter, but I like to bow hunt, Larry. I like to hunt, you know, I like to hunt with just about everything, but I do a whole lot of bow hunting. I really do. And I found, I found the learning curve on bow hunting to be much quicker these days. And like, 20, 30 years ago, it'd take a long time to get proficient with a bow, but the equipment we've got this day and time is just so much easier to master.
Well, my bow hunting experience goes back many years ago. I mean, back then, I was pretty much shooting some kind of version of a longbow, usually a recurve, and about that time we got into some of the compound. And, these days, the bows are so much different from what they were a whole lot of years ago. And, we've talked about this a little bit in the past. It's a lot easier now to get into bow hunting than it was back when I was doing it.
Larry, it really is. And now, truthfully, just the mechanics of shooting a bow, a person in a month's time can get it down. Now, that's not to say the skills, the hunting skills that are required when you bow hunt will all be mastered that quickly. But, just the mechanics of shooting good groups with a bow. And I found the sight pin configuration. I kind of do my sight pins a little differently. The standard is a sight pin for 20, a sight pin for 30, and a sight pin for 40 yards. Well, what I do, I set my bow up, the 20-yard pin, I shoot it in about 2.5 inches high. And then at 25, you're still just a little bit high. At 30, you're pretty much right on, because these bows are fast today, And then at 40, you're going to be grouping about 4 inches low, which is, what's that when you're shooting at an elk or a deer, Larry?
You're exactly right. Now, you mentioned something there, though. 20, 30, 25. I'm shooting out there with my pistols and my rifles out there a long way. How do you determine exactly what is 20 yards? What is 30 yards? What are you using there to make sure that you got your distances correct and so that you don't overshoot or undershoot with that arrow?
Well, a good range finder is what we use today. And if I'm hunting from a stand, Larry, I'll go ahead and use that range finder, and I'll lock in on a rock or a stump or a bush at around the area that I'm going to hunt, and I'm not going to shoot any farther at game than 40 yards. So I'll know in my mind, this stump out here, this rock is 25, 30, 40. And then when the game comes up, it's, if I can remember all this in the heat of the shot, I don't have to pick
right.
That range finder up and range the animal. I can just look at that rock or bush and say, hey, that's 30 yards. And then make the appropriate correction with my sight pins.
So you're telling me that if I decided to get back into bow hunting, you could have me out there proficient enough with a bow to take an animal?
Larry, something that's most definitely. The bows today where, used to, if you weren't pulling 70 pounds, you weren't bow hunting. Well, today, a 60-pound bow or a 58-pound bow is shooting faster than those bows of yesteryear, a lot faster. It's common to shoot a 60-pound bow and get, 260, 270 feet per second right out of the box with it. So, yes, sir, we may have to do a little bow hunting sometime, Larry.
Well, we'll see. To me, the finest aroma in the world is freshly burnt gunpowder shot at an animal. And if I can get that aroma to be associated with a bow, there is a chance I might go back to bow hunting.
Well, we'll see about a little scent release tablet or something is released. But bow hunting is something that definitely I love to hunt with rifles, Larry, muzzle loaders and everything. You know that. But there is definitely something about that getting close that with a bow that it just gets in your blood. And the bow seasons are across all over the high plains. There's in Texas you can hunt with a bow the whole time, you know, up in the Panhandle, throughout the whole season. So it really opens up a lot of opportunities, Larry.
It does, and I totally agree with you, getting close. And that's it. We're probably getting close to being run away from the campfire right now, trying to get back in the woods.
You bet. I think we better shut it down this week, our little show, Larry, but I really appreciate being with everybody. I know you do. We're going to be back at 11:30 next Saturday, aren't we?
Absolutely. We'll look for everybody to be waiting for us right here around the campfire.
Support for this program comes from the Dallas Safari Club. Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been the gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. This year's convention in Dallas is January the 3rd through the 6th. For more information, go online to biggame.org.